need to listen again? You can just rewind, because this is an OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.
Gone again, and struck even better.
Great start for the BKB Knights.
It's night time. All the action on and off the field.
Rain was a big winner on Saturday during a momentum one-day cup clash between the BKB Knights and the Half-Out Lions in Bloemfontein. This has left the Knights in a really tight spot when it comes to qualifying for the semi-finals. However, there is still hope. Although the Knights are still rock bottom with just 4 points, they are still in for a decent shot as they have 4 games remaining, while the Lions are on 10 points but have just 2 games left in their campaign. For the Knights to reach the last four of the 50-over competition, they'll have to beat the Warriors at Buffalo Park, as well as the Dolphins in Kimberley, the Cape Cobras at Newlands, and the Titans in Bloemfontein. A very difficult task indeed, but one that is not impossible. A positive that came out of Saturday's game for the Knights was the ability to restrict their runs early in the game. Although only 9.3 overs were played at the Mongahoong Oval, they had left the Lions in a real spot of bother before the heavens opened up. When the players left the park, the Lions won 22 for the loss of 1 wicket. The Knights' next game in the tournament will be on Friday when they face the Warriors in East London. Meanwhile, on a positive note, the defending champion St Andrews School will once again be representing the Knights this week during the National Schools T20 Finals in Pretoria. Last year, the lads from the City of Roses beat Hilton College in the final to be crowned the national champions. On Friday, Saints thumped Northern Cape High School by 133 runs to earn the right to defend their title. The CEO of the Knights, Jan van Heerden, says it's just a reward for all their hard work.
You think that it doesn't only happen. You've got to do a lot of things right for a long time, and I think that is what Saints have done. From Greg Hobson, starting from then, the 11s right through. So they've got a breed of young creators there that's over 5-6 years. So they're going to still be good for the next 5-6 years. They've got a wonderful headmaster in Chris Thomas and a wonderful board of directors which manage them well. If you have a look at their facilities, top of the world, they can actually go out there and really produce cricketers, which they have done. You know, we have seen out of the last 3 years, we've had SA school players, and all of them came from St Andrews. So it's not just it happened. They've been doing things right for a long time. I predict that they will still do that for a couple of years coming.
And that's it for this week. Tune in next week at the same time for the latest news and developments in the Knights camp.
Central South Africa's cricketing pride. OFM, proud supporter of the BKB Knights. Hope you enjoyed that. OFM, the sound of your life.